there is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. A groundbreaking ceremony took place yesterday in Tel Mond, Israel, which launched a memorial garden honoring a group of South African Jews who contributed to both the struggle against apartheid and support for Israel. Amongst many prominent Jewish leaders from South Africa, the chairman of the Jewish National Fund, Michael Kranzdorf, who is promoting the garden, said that the site represents a common goal between the two nations in their quest for freedom and recognition. Rowan Pollivan, the national chairman of the South African Zionist Federation, noted its representation of Jewish support for the fight against injustice in South Africa and also recognizing Israel's right to exist and prosper. It is expected that a statue and a special song to honor the garden will be introduced early in 2023, and families, friends, and comrades have been invited to submit names for consideration to be loaded into a database which visitors to the garden can then access and learn about their backgrounds relating to this cause. Following the recent launch of the newly formed Federal Parliamentary Friends of the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, the IHRA, at Parliament House in Canberra, all members were unanimous in urgently approaching all Australian universities to adopt the IHR working definition of anti-Semitism, following which the next priority would be meeting with state education departments to ensure that mandatory Holocaust education, currently legislated in New South Wales and Victoria, is introduced throughout Australia. Other members also noted challenges which the country faces regarding its lack of understanding of anti-Semitism and a need to establish partnerships with the IHRA and communities and nations where they believe a notable difference can be made in this endeavour. A meeting on the Holocaust, Nakba and German remembrance culture scheduled for today at the Goethe Institute in Tel Aviv has been postponed until Sunday. Well, this may still not happen as Israeli and international Jewish organizations have condemned the basis on which this discussion is taking place. The reaction is based on jointly discussing the Holocaust and the Palestinian Nakba, and the fact that it would have taken place today on the anniversary of Kristallnacht, which is the day when Nazi Germany began its persecution of the Jewish people. Israel's foreign ministry said in a statement that it was shocked and disgusted and has called on all participants to cancel this outrageous event, whilst the Simon Wiesenthal Center in Los Angeles labeled the event as an odious provocation. One of the scheduled speakers, Professor Amos Goldberg from the Hebrew University, in response to these concerns, said that the purpose of the gathering is to look at catastrophic events as a whole, with intent to share memories and concerns with an aim of bringing nations together for political solutions and establish closer social understanding. There is always a first time for anything, as that saying goes, and a rabbi recently opened an address to Islamic scholars and leaders during an interfaith event held in the United Arab Emirates Grand Mosque as follows.
Salam alaikum, shalom alaikum, peace be upon you all. In Psalm 133, King David declares, "Behold how good and pleasant it is when brothers sit down together, also in unity and peace."
Addressing the crowd, Rabbi Mervis, chief rabbi of the United Hebrew Congregations of the Commonwealth, spoke in biblical Hebrew, Arabic, and English, and called for all faiths to, as he put it, achieve the unachievable as has happened, and build on the historic peace brought about by the Abraham Accords 2 years ago. He also reminded everyone present of their historical relation to Abraham, who believed that his religion was for the sake of all, which reflects on all in attendance striving for peace, tolerance, and understanding between all Muslims, Jews, and Christians worldwide. And the Abraham Accords continue to prove their worth as Israel and Jordan have signed an agreement involving power and water supply based on their advanced technologies. brokered by the United Arab Emirates, another Abraham Accord signatory. This achievement took place at the 2022 United Nations Climate Change Conference known as COP27, being held in Egypt, where Israel is exhibiting for the first time and where it is also strengthening relations and cooperation with other countries in the region. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.